Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hot spot where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we go back to the sports line. We welcome to the program Derek Schell, head coach of the Napoleon Pirate football team. Derek, hey, thanks for joining us again.
No problem. Happy to be here. Always happy to talk with you, Mark.
You know, it's been a while. We talked to you way back at the first game of the season, when you guys were getting ready for Columbia Central. At the time, you told us you thought you had something special. You told us the goal was going to be Ford Field. And here we are at this point of the season, and your team is rolling. You guys have a great season going so far.
Yeah, you know, the team's shown a lot of adversity. We've played well so far, playing Pirate football. We've had a couple of close games with Grass Lake and Manchester, and we found ways to pull those games out like good teams do.
So what would you say would be the biggest struggle here? I'm looking at the schedule. Manchester, I mean, that was a shootout, 30-25. Grass Lake, kind of a defensive game there. Biggest struggle so far for your team this season? What do you think it's been?
Putting together a complete game on both sides of the ball. I know that we weren't happy with our performance defensively against Manchester. I think we were very happy giving up 25 points. We had the Grass Lake game. We gave up. We only scored 14 points. 14 points. In those big games, we got to play great football on both sides of the ball.
One of the guys that you told us to watch this season when we spoke to you week one was Bart Laritz, your running back. And I mean, he came out of the gates running against Columbia Central, and he has not let off the gas at all. He's been a monster this year.
Yeah, I mean, he really epitomizes a lot of what Napoleon football is about. He's a selfless guy, plays hard-nosed football. He doesn't break off a lot of, 90-yard runs or 60-yard runs, but, I'm hard-pressed thinking of a time where he's been tackled for a loss, because every time he gets the ball, he's falling forward and getting 2 to 3 yards, even if things aren't great up front.
Any other guys? We talked about a handful last time around, but has there been any guys that have been kind of a surprise for you? Maybe before week one, you're like, hey, I'm not really sure, and they've just kind of come into their own as you've progressed through the season?
Ben Baker, he was a guy moved from wide receiver. He was a backup wide receiver for his last year as a junior, and he played the DB for us, backup on both sides of the ball. And, he put on a lot of weight, put a lot of time into the weight room, and came in, he's going to play left tackle for us. And, he looked good in camp, but you just never know until he gets to hit another team. And he's really just been playing great football for us and doing everything we ask him to. He's starting a left tackle for us and outside linebacker for us and just doing great things for us. I don't think he came off the field at all last week.
Yeah, that's quite a change. Wide receiver, you're doing your best to try to avoid the hits, and now he's just in there hitting everybody.
Yeah, and doing a fantastic job for us. He's been a key for us, him coming in and fitting into that role for us. And, I think he wanted to play tight end, and he's just willing to sacrifice what he wants to do for the betterment of the team, and that's making all the difference for us right now.
Have you had a chance to get your eye on Michigan Center? And tell me what you think of your opponent coming up this Friday.
We've had a chance to watch them. Their defensive coach, Coach Cass, does a nice job. We know they're going to do defensively, at least we think so, what they've done in the past. And offensively, they got some big playmakers. Obviously, the quarterback, Putnam, does some nice things back there. He can scramble or throw the ball, and they've got a running back. The name's eluding me at the moment. I think it's Ryan Lane or something. He's doing some nice things. He's every time he touches the ball, he's got a chance to be explosive. I think they're going to try to get the ball in his hand make him hurt us, and we're going to do our best to stop that.
What does that mean when you say you're going to do your best? How are you? Are you changing defensive schemes? Are you going to load the box? How are you lining up on D this week?
We're just going to line up and do what we do on defense. We're not going to put anything special. We're going to play our scheme. And we're very multiple in what we do defensively, but the at the core, we're just a hard-nosed football team that likes to tackle and get after the ball.
Offense. I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of ground game until you have to throw it.
Yeah, we're a ground and pound team. We talk about a fight in a phone booth. It doesn't matter how fast and explosive they are if we're fighting in a phone booth. We have the ability to we do spread it out and throw it a little bit. We had some success under the second quarter. We put a nice drive together throwing the ball against Grass Lake to get our second score. Grant Bradley can sling the rock when he needs to. He's got an arsenal of weapons out there. It's just not our first choice, but we do throw the ball a little bit, and we have some success at that.
All right. So I know the focus is Michigan Center this week, but coming up, the schedule doesn't really get that easy for you because you've got Addison coming up and then the crossover game a little bit later on. Addison's no joke either. So the Cascades are tough. It's a rugged conference. What do you have to do to get out of the season undefeated?
Play great defense. Move people on offense. That's what we hang our hat on. We're going to just keep doing what we do until we can't anymore, and the football gods tell us, your season's over. But I don't think that the secret is to put any trick plays or anything in. We're going to ground and pound and get after them on defense.
There it is, Coach Derek Schell joining us here today on the Daily. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Friday, and we're looking forward to being out there for the call.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
It's The Daily on Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.